right and left, have much cause to criticize government. For the right, as Ronald Reagan famously said, the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government, and I'm here to help." For the left, government has failed to tame the cruelty of markets and lift the poor out of their misery. From their different perspectives, both sides complain that government regulation is often costly and ineffectual. Yet, even if it is often inefficient and self-serving, it also embodies moral progress. That is the significance of the assertion in the American Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. It is the significance of laws guaranteeing free speech, universal suffrage, and equality before the law. And it is the significance of courts that they can hold states to account when they, inevitably, fail to match the standards that they have set for themselves. Such values are the institutional face of the fundamental engines of progress, moral sensibility. The very idea probably sounds quaint and old-fashioned, but it is the subject of a powerful book by Susan Neiman, an American philosopher living in Germany,